This is Profile, and for the next 60 minutes, we feature the words and music of Little Eddis. That's Wreckin' Rollin' from the Welsh multimedia artist Little Eddis, who has been on the scene since 2008, producing and performing electronic music. She's based in Cardiff and has been described as South Wales' homegrown electro-pop miracle, a sparkling glitch fairy of the urban woods. Little Eddis releases her music under her own label, which is called Original Human Records, and has also been included on multiple compilation albums. Little Eddis's music is also available to buy on iTunes and Amazon and other online digital retailers. You can also find Little Eddis at Original Human, and that's all one word, originalhuman.co.uk, where you'll find news, music, videos, links to free downloads, and to quote Buzz magazine, you've got to love Little Eddis. She's the antithesis of reality TV music on every level, and therefore deserving of your full attention. And, well, Little Eddis really has my full attention because she's sitting in front of me today. I'm at the Wells Hotel, and for the next 60 minutes, we're going to be listening to the words and music of Little Eddis. So thanks very much for inviting me here today, Little Eddis. To begin with, what inspires your music?
I have quite an inquisitive nature, and I'm interested in society and what makes us human. I think these are really interesting times to live in, and with access to the internet, there's a lot more information and things around. So I get inspired by modern, postmodern society and subculture.
Things like sci-fi and astrology and that sort of thing.
Yep, technology, physics. I like ancient buildings and monuments. Like the Wells Hotel is an old building. I like the spirits of old buildings and places. I think all these things go into my music.
What about the sounds that are relevant to your situation?
I'm surrounded by music in this area. There's a lot of drum and bass music in this building, and world music, Eastern dub. I like house and techno from my old days where I used to go clubbing.
Right.
I like anything that sounds beautiful.
So what about the artists that have inspired you then?
I'm more inspired by people around me, I suppose, than famous artists.
Right. So more inspired by your peers then?
That's right, yeah. And I'm interested in the journey of music and the characters behind it and what gave birth to that music at that time.
Okay. So, examples. Could you give me some examples of that sort of thing?
Well, one of my favourite bands is a band called Crass, and they're a sort of punk-sounding band who captured a piece of time. They were around in the late 70s and early 80s from London, but they actually played a gig in Aberdeen.
All right.
For the miners. It was a benefits concert
because
for the miners.
Because of the miners' strike?
Yeah, I think it was in 1984.
Mm.
And it was actually their last ever concert.
Mm.
I was only very small at the time, so I didn't actually go to that concert myself. But years later, I discovered the music of Crass and listened to it and listened to the lyrics. Mm. And it sort of made sense to me. And with growing up in that time, a lot of the pieces sort of fitted together then. Because I understood the difficult era
yes.
that I was brought up in from later on when I listened to music, which was about that time.
Yeah, yeah, because it was a very, very difficult time. And, of course, the political system in the UK itself was in flux then.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. And my family were affected by it because my dad was a miner.
Yes.
And it did seem that, like, my memories of childhood, it was a very still time. There was not a lot happening at all, really.
Mm. So what about female artists that have inspired you?
Well, I don't really like to see people as male or female in that sense.
Right.
But I do like the sort of feminine energy right. that comes with a lot of the female artists. But I think music, it doesn't matter if you're male or female, it comes from your soul.
Right.
And the soul is maybe not male or female because it's bigger than that, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
But one of my favourite artists who I've been listening to at the moment who is a female is an artist called Desiree.
Now, that's not to be confused with Desiree.
Yeah, I think there's quite a mainstream pop artist called Desiree.
Yes. Desiree, yes.
But the music of Desiree is conscious reggae. There's lots of philosophies and interesting lyrics in her music.
Mm.
And
mm.
she's a very powerful singer.
She projects the fact that perhaps women are underrepresented in music.
I think she represents a strong woman who doesn't need to wear, like, a bikini on stage, doesn't need to have her hair done in the latest styles. She just wears her traditional dress, like big skirts and big puffy shoulders. And
she dresses the way that she wants to dress.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the motivation behind recording your own songs, Little Eris?
I'm quite independent.
Right.
So I don't really like having to wait around for other people. I used to have a band, and it was all going really well. But then the drummer, he had a few problems, and I just found it really frustrating then to not be able to progress and have to wait for other people all the time.
Now, I can see on the wall you've got a bass guitar.
Yeah, I've got a few.
It's a Fender jazz bass.
It's a Fender Zone.
Oh, it's a Zone.
Yeah, it's a cross between the jazz bass and the P bass.
Now, I presume that is your bass guitar.
That is mine, and so is that acoustic one.
Right.
And that spare bass over there.
Oh, I missed that one.
You have to have a spare bass.
So I presume you played bass in this band then?
Yeah, I played bass and sang. So I wrote all the lyrics and played the bass. And I had a guitarist and a drummer accompanying me. And
what was the name of the band?
Freaky Fortnight.
Freaky Fortnight.
And it was like a grungy punk blues where I did a lot of screaming. It wasn't exactly easy listening, but it was a lot of fun, and it was a good way of expressing myself.
Yeah.
And also a lot of the feelings inside me that had been building up all my life. I just, it's like a lot of primal screaming, which got rid of a lot of that tension.
Right.
And also, once you've performed like that, you're not exactly shy then.
Yes.
To do any style.
Yeah.
Because once you've, you know, gone onto the mic and just screamed at a room full of people, it's quite liberating. You can do anything, really, after that.
So I presume after that band, then you started performing solo.
Yeah.
Did you end up putting stuff on MySpace and things like that?
It was back in the days of MySpace, and I just had to turn down an opportunity with the band to go and play, like, a showcase thing in a crystal chandelier shop.
Right.
I really wanted to go there, and I had to turn it down. And then, in a huff, I just started recording these ideas for songs that I'd been having and just started to build up a collection of songs that I'd recorded. It was with the intention of showing it to, like, a new drummer.
Yes.
But I ended up, I put it on MySpace, and I think I just fired one off to Radio Wales.
Yes.
And then they played it, and then someone offered me a gig, and then I just thought, oh, I don't actually need a band now.
Yeah, yeah. So I presume you got the computer that's your co-conspirator in making music. You actually got a computer to assist in all of that.
Yeah, I produced the music on a computer.
Where did you get it from?
I bought one off eBay for 150 quid.
Oh, bargain.
It was about 5 stone. I actually carried it to my first gig in Club Iver Bach. Weighed a ton. And, yeah, over the past few years, I've had various laptops.
Yes.
I've got, like, a drawer. It's like my laptop graveyard. Because I've just been through quite a lot of...
You burn them out very quickly.
Yeah.
So getting back to that that early song that you recorded with Harry at the computer... the 5 stone computer. What was it called?
The first song I did on that was called Energy.
Energy, available on The Molecules Are Us, Little Eris's DIY debut album. In a moment, The Portal.
The fastest way to the internet.
islandwebservices.co.uk.
Island Web Services design and host bespoke websites for businesses and individuals. Professional websites start from just £100 with no hidden extras. Log on to find out more at islandwebservices.co.uk.
If you like Celtica Radio programs, then you'll love the Celtica Radio Mixcloud option. On the Celtica Radio Mixcloud, you can listen to special content and material, including documentaries, some of our landmark archived roadshows, and special programs featuring established artists, as well as the new music Celtica Radio is famous for. Click on the Mixcloud button on our website at CelticaRadio.com or go direct to Mixcloud.com/CelticaRadio. And while you're there, don't forget to follow us to make sure you'll get the very latest programs as they come online. You can even listen through Facebook and Twitter. Discover a whole new world of Celtica Radio exclusively on demand on your mobile, tablet or PC. The Celtica Radio Mixcloud option at Mixcloud.com/CelticaRadio.
Thank you.
Now, the song we just played is called The Portal, and you can find that on the album Touched 2 for Macmillan. You also appeared on Touched Volume 1 as well, didn't you, Little Eris? Tell us more about these compilations.
Well, there's actually another one coming up as well now, Touched 3, which will be the last one then. It's been brilliant to be part of these compilations. There's 123 artists, I think, were on the first one.
Right.
And there were about 200 tracks in on the second one. This encompassed so many electronic artists of this time.
Yes.
And some are famous, some are smaller,
yes,
more obscure acts. And it's for a good cause.
Yes, Macmillan, and that's just to confirm this. This is to do with the Macmillan Nurses, isn't it? The cancer care organisation.
Yeah.
Now, I believe that was sort of like started by someone called Martin Boulton.
Yeah, he's an electronic artist.
Right.
And I think his mum was suffering from cancer, but has made a full recovery now.
Right.
But he wanted to do something to thank the Macmillan Nurses who were caring for her.
Yes.
So he put together these compilations.
And he's raised thousands of pounds, hasn't he?
Last time I looked, a week or two ago, it was 34,000. It was over 34,000 pounds raised, yeah.
So this track, The Portal, that we've just played, what was happening in your life when you recorded this?
I was actually expecting my first child, and I was overdue.
Oh.
So I was sitting around waiting for a baby to arrive.
So you decided you would record The Portal?
Well, I actually recorded it for a friend of mine who first asked me to record something for her shop.
Yes.
An artist emporium.
Right.
So with that in mind, I needed something to take my mind off being heavily pregnant. So I started to make it for her. But she was getting married at the time. So when I sent it to her, she didn't get back to me. So I thought that she didn't like it. And then I was asked to contribute something to the compilation. I thought, I've got a new song. So I sent it to the compilation. And then a week or two ago, she actually messaged me and said, I've been listening to a fantastic song, Little Eris, The Portal, on a compilation. Is it you? And I said, yeah, that's the song I wrote for you. But I sent for you. I didn't hear back, so I thought you didn't want it, and put it on the compilation. So she had actually, like a year later, she must have bought the compilation. And she said she jumped into her car, and it was the first one that came on. She really liked the song, and then had a look, and it was me. She's my friend, so she knew me, of course. And it was actually the song I'd written for her. It's funny, isn't it?
So how has having a child affected your music?
Well, I don't get as much time to produce music, but when I have got time, I'm a lot more focused.
Mm.
And I have to be more choosy now about using my time.
Mm.
So I can only do things that are really important to me.
Yeah.
Or worthwhile.
Yeah. And what about a preparation for stuff?
Oh, yes. Well, I was so busy for many years.
Yes.
Rushing from gig to gig, festival to festival, just having a great time, really. And recording on the fly and not really putting together proper collections and releasing things. And, well, when I had to stop then with having the baby,
yes,
I couldn't rush around as much. So I had plenty of time to reflect and review what I'd been doing.
Yeah.
And so this year now, I'm a lot more focused and a lot more prepared.
And what did that friend of yours say? What was that phrase that a friend of yours used?
Well, my mentor, Ninja.
Yes.
He was my mentor a while back, who really helped me along with my career. Cracked the whip, you know.
Yes.
And he told me, prior preparation prevents piss poor performance. The 5 P's.
Yes.
So that is what I will be implementing this year, the 5 P's.
And that's actually an old RAF phrase.
Really?
Yes, it is. It's an old military phrase. Prior preparation prevents piss poor performance.
Well, there
you
go.
So you think that 2016 is going to be a good year for you?
I really hope so, yeah. And for everybody else.
Well, we hope so, yeah.
Yep.
On the subject of children, when you were a child, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh, I wanted to be Madonna. Or a vet.
I wanted to be Virgil Tracy. That's another story altogether.
I always loved animals. And I had a horse when I was growing up.
You had a horse? What was the name of the horse?
My first one was called Candy.
Yes.
And then my second pony was called Goldie.
Right. So you're very much a pet lover then.
I love animals, and my dog, our pet here, Saren, she's amazing.
Yes, she is a bit of a star, isn't she?
You're
getting
in
on the act now and again. So how do you create the Little Eris sound?
Well, my back catalogue was mostly produced using computer music software.
Yeah.
So on the computer, and recording live vocals and bass guitar. So I would use Reason to program beats and then record live instruments on top of that. Because I come from a live music bass playing background.
Right.
I really like deep bass and synthesizers that have that harmonic.
A sort of subtle harmonic.
Yeah. Like sub bass. I like to feel it, you know, the vibration of the bass. I really like that. And I think that's from playing bass guitar.
Mm.
My ears are tuned in for bass. I like freestyling with the sounds.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm not really the most technical of people, but I'm quite intuitive with the sound.
Mm.
So I'll just play with all the knobs and twiddle them all and till I feel the sound that I want to hear.
And that's how you get your authentic sound.
Yeah, I just feel my way through it, basically.
We're going to play a track now, which is called Do What You Want To Do. Tell us about that.
This track was on the first Touched Various. It was a compilation of ambient electronic music, again, to raise funds for Macmillan Charity.
Indeed, if you'd like to get your hands on that, then you can. It's at touched.bandcamp.com. That's touched.bandcamp.com.
Be who you wanna be, it's okay. Say where you wanna stay, it's okay. Go where you wanna go, it's okay. Dream where you wanna dream, it's okay.
Do by Little Eris, which is available on Touched for Macmillan, a compilation of ambient electronic music. In a moment, So Many Nights.
Charity, event, fashion, TV, film, commercial, business, money, people, places, world. I am Ganjo Styli. Ganjo Styli. Ganjo Styli. Right? www.ganjostyli.co.uk. Stop it!
V. This is Celtica Radio, broadcasting online and on digital wireless, channels 915 and 10484. We're also available on the mobile phone network, plus on the World Wide Web, 24 hours a day. www.celticaradio.com.
Dropped me from a great height, and I know it's not right to be dreaming of you. Now you've lost me into the light. You've lost me.
A song which is called So Many Nights, and it is available on iTunes. And we're talking to Little Eris at the Wells Hotel. Would you say that your musical journey has affected you and your life?
Definitely, because I started playing bass when I was 17, which is kind of old, I guess, for picking up something new and starting a band, like most people that start when they're early teenagers. I just felt a bit older learning it. I don't know why. I was living with some music students and I was inspired by them jamming, so I just picked up the bass and started playing it. But I think because the bass guitar is a, it's quite an earthy, it's root, it's like a root instrument,
yes.
root notes.
Yes.
So I think that helped keep me grounded. And everywhere I went, I had my music, I had an instrument. So I was able to connect with different sorts of people and interact with people then who I may not have interacted with otherwise. So it's definitely led me on a journey through my life.
So you went to London after university, didn't you?
Yep, I went to London when I graduated and I took a job there for a few years in the West End. But I, when I was working there, I also played in a band part-time, you know, in the evenings as a hobby. This one in London was called Her Highness, and that was a good band.
Sounds like Sarah's getting in on the act.
Yeah, Mrs. Barkey. So in London, I was in a band. I played bass, but there was a girl singing and playing guitar.
Right.
When I came back to Wales, I started singing and playing the bass then.
Right.
Because I was inspired by her singing and playing the guitar. I thought I'll give that a go and try and write some songs. And that's when I started my band Freaky Fortnight. And after moving from London back to Aberdeen, it was a bit of a culture shock because it's not as exciting in Aberdeen. But being in the band Freaky Fortnight then really opened up new avenues and it got us out of Aberdeen. And we went to places like Manchester and London and Belfast.
Wow.
And it was really exciting and adventurous time.
Now, you've got an interest in natural health as well, haven't you?
Yeah, well, making music, and particularly electronic music in more recent years, it's made me more aware of vibrations and frequencies. I've made music intuitively that has resonated with people who've come into my life and shared information with me. So, for example, Johnny Nigma, who I do a lot of work with.
Now, he's a photographer, isn't he, Johnny Nigma?
Yeah, well, he's a, just a bit of an enigma. So he films things, photographs. I guess he's like an archivist. How do you pronounce it?
Archivist.
Archivist. He's like an archivist. But he heard my song on the radio first and he became involved in the project and he gave me a lot of different CDs and things to listen to, which were maybe in line with what I was doing, but I had never heard of these bands.
Yes.
So music brings things.
It's almost like a ripple or a fractal. And this is all to do with your interest in natural health.
That's right, yeah.
So would you say that music is linked to health and well-being?
Yeah, on a very basic level, music can affect your mood.
Yes.
At the very least. So it can make you feel good and happy. It can make you feel angry, emotional, all this. And why that is because the body is made up of water. So when you hear a sound, it vibrates the water and the cells. And different notes can create different patterns. It's been done experiments, you can see them on YouTube, where they put salt on top of a speaker.
Oh, yes.
And play different notes and different
And you get different patterns and shapes. And then there's also this other frequency, 528 hertz.
Yeah.
That's known as the healing frequency. Tell us more about that.
Oh, I meant to have it in here to ding! The sound effect of it. But apparently it's the miracle healing tone that activates DNA.
Right.
So I came across the tuning fork in a natural health fair.
Right.
Apparently it can heal, you know, tissues, body tissue and things.
528 hertz.
Yeah. This is stuff that I find really, really interesting.
Yes.
Because we never really think of things like our cells and that we're vibrating and stuff.
And modern life being full of unhealthy things then.
Yeah. We're very positively charged.
Yes.
Because Wi-Fi and radio and mobile phone masts, they put out positive frequencies.
Radio frequency, RF.
Yeah. But there's things you can do to help put a bit more negative.
And processed foods, they're not good for you, are they?
No. Processed foods and just these positive frequencies all day. Mm. But it's amazing because for every problem that emerges, there's still a solution. And I'm discovering things all the time. I mean, I have to be careful about what I recommend and things like that, because I'm obviously not a, well, I'm not a trained doctor.
Mm.
And I don't profess to know the ins and outs, and I wouldn't want to recommend things to people.
Mm.
But we've discovered things recently which are just amazing for health.
So what else can we do other than listen to music to stay healthy?
Well, a healthy, you just have to maintain a healthy vibration.
Mm.
There's some things that can stop you feeling that healthy vibration.
Mm.
Like we talked about that positive charge.
Mm.
And like I recently discovered that 90% of people suffer from parasites.
Right.
And one person who works a lot with frequencies, ironically, she died of cancer, but she said that all disease is basically like a parasite.
Mm.
And these parasites are positively charged. So if you've got all these things that are positively charged living in you, it's going to be quite difficult to have that healthy vibrational frequency.
That balance.
Yeah. But there's things, you know, like we've come across stuff like diatomaceous earth, which is exoskeletal, diatomic things which come from the core of the earth. And you can just drink it in water and that's got a negative charge. And you can do like parasite cleanse and things like that.
Mm.
So there's other things out there that people just never ever think about, and I probably would never have thought about them unless I'd gone on this journey into sound and frequencies and vibrations and things like that.
I've never ever thought of it quite like that.
Mm.
But I could see where you're coming from. Yes. Absolutely. That's certainly brought a new perspective to some of the things I've seen.
But yeah, it's all about having knowledge of yourself and healing yourself. That's why there's probably a lot of tips and things I could give, but I wouldn't want to, because people have to find things out for themselves.
Yeah.
But once you know a little bit, it can point you in the right direction. You can go and find out for yourself things like diatomaceous earth.
Mm.
People buy that to give to their pets, but you can get a human food grade one and things like that. So something to think about, isn't it?
You're also known for producing home recordings. How on earth do you manage to record at home? Do you have understanding neighbours?
I have pretty good neighbours here. Everybody in this building makes music or art. So upstairs, the guy, he's always playing his trombone. There's another place downstairs where they play like loud music on the weekends, all lights, you know.
Mm.
So what I do doesn't really bother anybody.
Mm.
But I have found now that I can actually work very quietly.
Mm.
Especially using my new equipment. I think it comes with growing up and things. You realise you don't have to blast your music all the time.
Mm.
So I produce it nice and quietly with the headphones.
Mm.
And then when it's coming together, I put it through my big 300-watt bass amp there. And I can tell then if the bass
is right.
Yeah, if I can feel that bass. And
Do you think that actually causes the spooky apparitions I've heard about in this building to appear?
I think if there are ghosts and spirits here, I think they like the music.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, and that, I presume, was the reason why you call this next track Basement.
Yeah, I wrote Basement in the basement of the Wells Hotel, which is rumoured to be haunted. It's actually in a 1978 newspaper article
that right.
there were sightings of these ghost nuns. So I thought, I'll go down the basement and see if I can channel any of these ghostly energies.
Mm.
And I went down there and came up with a very strange song, really.
I've been searching far and wide for you to know the truth. Everyone knows, everyone knows. Everyone knows.
Profile featuring the words and music of Little Eris. In a moment, Stars and Rainbows on Dragon Era, a compilation of electronic artists from Cardiff and beyond.
From Kyanity in Finland to Hobart, Tasmania. From Wasilla, Alaska to Sapporo, Japan. And all access through an iPhone from all over the world. Whatever the operating system of your mobile phone, whether it's Android, Windows or BlackBerry, listening to Celtica Radio is now easier than ever. Just go to our website at CelticaRadio.com and click on the mobile link and download the app for free. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Celtica Radio, hot station, mobile music.
Horrific conflict has caused almost 500,000 terrified people to flee their homes in Gaza. DEC member agencies are working in difficult conditions around the clock to provide food, clean water, shelter and medical care. Please help now by going to the DEC website or calling 0370 60 60 900 to make a donation. Thank you.
Celtica Radio
Tell me, little Eris, how do you decide what to sing about?
I try to make music that's positive and uplifting as far as possible.
Mm.
I think I'm a positive person and my sounds reflect that.
Mm.
Literally, though, it is difficult to only express positivity when our happiness is affected by things around us and different forces in society. So you can't just sing about happy things all the time because real life is more complex than that.
Mm.
So over the past few years, my material sort of world has reflected the circumstances in which the lyrics were written.
Yes.
The songs I've released on Original Human Records, they're all quite neutral, happy songs, but other songs are maybe a bit more antagonistic and truthful. Not intentionally antagonistic, but...
They get you thinking.
They get you thinking, and some people don't always want to be challenged. And
yes.
It can be challenging to have to listen to something that challenges you, your own belief system or your own thoughts.
Yeah.
But I don't ever want to really antagonise. I'm all just for sharing my personal perspective on things. Mm. And everyone is entitled to their own opinions then. So the music, I hope, reflects that.
Yes, and I suppose you can also, the music has got various levels. So there's like the superficial level where you listen to think, oh yes, that's a nice tune, you know. And then maybe you can sort of dig deeper through the various layers of the music as well.
Yeah, I'm hoping one day by the end of my musical career, people will be able to look back on the material and see it as like a chronological collection. And the story, like I mentioned earlier, when there's a story woven through the history of a band.
Yes.
Like an actual real life story that's changed things, that's affected the environment around it. I'm hoping that that will be the case with my music as time goes on. Maybe it will start to make sense then.
Yeah. Now, you were quoted in Buzz magazine, which is a magazine in South Wales for the benefit of our listeners abroad, that you are the antithesis of reality TV music on every level and therefore deserving of your full attention. Do you watch much TV?
Sometimes I watch it, but I have stopped really watching TV. I haven't got a television set. I don't own one. And it's one of the best things I ever did.
So I actually dropped the goggle box.
Yeah.
So you don't watch reality TV or anything then?
No, I don't watch any TV. Apart from now and again, if I'm in someone's house and the news is on, I'll have a glance. But I don't watch television anymore. And it's been really good, actually, because I think it's the same with like Facebook and things like that. There's so many things that can just soak up all your focus and concentration. And then you don't end up doing anything productive then.
Do you think that reality TV is particularly cruel then?
Yeah, I don't really agree with things like that because they're just there to make fun of people and to make people feel maybe better about themselves at the expense of others. Mm. So it's unkind.
Mm.
It's not
so
really kind.
All of this sort of goes into your music, whether or not it's like a punk feel to the music or, in the case of Desiree, a reggae feel to the music. So, staying with television, have you actually been on TV yourself?
I've been on TV a few times. I was doing a project called the Unemployed Daytime Disco.
Right.
And we actually did one here at the Wells Hotel, and BBC Three came and filmed it. But they were very nice, really. They edited it in a way which made the place look absolutely terrible. And they didn't focus on any of the good things and just showed all the bad things. And because I don't think it's the richest area in Cardiff, should we say.
Mm.
And it is a dilapidated old building. But there's lots of like artwork and plants and things, nice things.
Yes.
But they didn't show any of the nice things, just the bad things. And you can't really trust television because when you've experienced something like that.
Yes.
Reality and what is presented as reality, you can't really trust what is being presented to you because it could have been edited in a way, you know, to be convincing of a different story, perhaps.
Mm. Yes, yes. Oh, joy.
Yeah.
Deep joy.
For me, it's all about timelessness.
Mm.
And to be timeless is to not be too concerned about what's happening around you, but to find your own style and voice instead of worrying about pigeonholing yourself.
And where can we find out about Little Eris and future news?
Well, I started a record label called Original Human Records to release music. And the label has a website, www.originalhuman.co.uk, and on the website there are videos, photographs and links and all sorts of bits and bobs. There's also a Bandcamp, a Twitter page and a Facebook. So if you want to find Little Eris online, there's lots to look through on there.
And we're going to play out now with a track which is called Karma to You. Tell us about that.
Karma to You started as a demo which went out on the Stonehenge Free Festival compilation a few years ago when people were campaigning to have a festival in Stonehenge. And then it was heard by a friend of mine who passed it on to a producer who did a bigger production of it. So Karma to You, this version is the latest version.
Little Eris, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill. It's been lovely. Thank you.
I'll give you everything I've got. I ain't got much, but it's still a lot. I'll give you everything I've got. I ain't got much, but it's still a lot. Thank you.
Thank you.